Hey, Mr. Hutchison, it's Janice Kozlowski.
Yes, Janice.
Okay, so I got the tape player here. Is it okay if I tape your story today?
Yes, indeed it is.
Okay, great. Okay, you can start any time. What's the story that you remembered?
Well, the story I remember is a story that doesn't reflect well on Navy maintenance, plane maintenance. When I was flying SBDs for VJ-13, it was my duty to fly the planes from our no-account little Clatsop County Naval Air Station up to Shelton, Washington, for maintenance. And I'd take one up on a Saturday morning, and they'd worked on the plane immediately, and there was a Coke machine in the hangar. And so I put my nickel in, and out came a Coke, clank, clank, clank. And then I took the lid off to it, and out of nowhere came a little black bear, about 100 pounds, maybe 60 pounds. And he had big claws that he stuck out at me and reached for the bottle of Coke. And I did not deny him the Coke. I handed it over. He swallowed probably half the bottle in front of me and carried the rest over to the SPD that I had brought in and was being maintained. So a half an hour or 40 minutes later, I took off to fly back to Clatsop County Naval Air Station. And I thought I will celebrate by doing a slow roll over before I land. So I rolled it over on its back. And lo and behold, when I went to straighten it out, the controls were completely locked. And I thought, uh-oh. So anyway, I suppose wiggling in my seat thinking about, I put the canopy back and prepared to bail out. And pushing it back, I stepped on the right rudder, which caused the plane to roll a little bit. So I pushed it clear down on the rudder and it rolled upright. And lo and behold, the stick was loose again, and so I landed, scared to death. But the little black bear had carried the Coke bottle into the fuselage and dropped it down into the bomb compartment of the SBD, and it had fallen into the cone. You know what the cone is? It's the aileron and flap, aileron and elevator stick that moves, pull it back, and the nose comes up, down, and goes with down, and a little left and right aileron. So anyway, that's my story.
Oh my gosh, you must have been scared to death.
And I was right over, I was practically over the Columbia River. And I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't ditch in the water. But anyway, I told that story to somebody recently, and they said, oh, that's a wonderful story. But I've always thought it didn't reflect well on these young kids that were doing the maintenance on SPDs, but that's the way life is. Thank you for calling back.
You betcha. I can add this to your interview if you'd like me to.
I would like to be in there.
Okay. All right.
You're a master worker.
Oh.
The piece is really put together nicely.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
The plane, the picture, the crinkly picture was taken by George Sproul. I wrote that on there. My radio open, and it was taken through the celestial dome of a harpoon, and it politely doubled two blocks the engine and ran away from it. Will Sweeney said the plane, I had to be going 350 miles an hour, and evidently that was it because we pulled away from Oscar, which was a radio engine. A Japanese fighter.
Oh, yeah, I see this. Where did these pictures come from?
Well, my radio man took that one of Oscar, and I've had it forever. It got crinkly and bad, and I should have done something about it years ago, because it was a marvelous event. It scared the hell out of all of us, but we got away.
So, you had quite the experiences, didn't you?
I did indeed, and I wouldn't trade any of them. So.
Well, I haven't gone through your interview yet, and I'll spend a little bit of time transcribing this story today, and then I can get it all back to you.